Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa man is dead after crashing his truck over the holiday weekend. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says they were called to a single vehicle wreck about 15 miles southeast of Independence shortly before 5:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Their investigation determined that 26-year-old Kyle Decker of Winthrop was driving a Chevrolet Silverado south on Quasqueton Avenue when he lost control of the vehicle at the curves near Lynn Buchanan Road. BCSO says Decker's truck crossed the center line before going into the ditch, hit a field drive and rolled over, coming to rest upside down. Decker was not wearing a seatbelt and he was ejected from the truck, sustaining fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Just less than a year after she was arrested for OWI, a Charles City woman is facing a new drunk driving charge. The Charles City Police Department says a traffic stop in the 300 block of B Street just after 9:30 Saturday night led to the arrest of 44-year-old Melody Starbuck. She's been charged with OWI third offense, a felony, and driving while barred, an aggravated misdemeanor. She was also cited for driving without a driver's license. According to the criminal complaint, Starbuck failed field sobriety tests and a PBT measured her blood alcohol content at 0.184%, more than twice the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. Court records show Starbuck was arrested for OWI by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office on September 4th of last year and is scheduled for a plea hearing in that case September 20th in Floyd County District Court. On September 23rd of last year, Starbuck was also arrested by Charles City Police for driving while barred as a habitual offender and driving while license suspended, revoked, or denied. She has agreed to plead guilty to driving while barred and is scheduled for sentencing this Friday. Starbuck was also convicted of OWI in Bremer County this past January and in Polk County last August. A North Iowa man is going to federal prison for illegal gun possession. U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa says 37-year-old Michael Mickelson of Clear Lake admitted that on September 15th of last year, he was riding his bicycle when a Clear Lake police officer spotted him, knowing Mickelson was wanted on an arrest warrant out of Cerro Gordo County. However, Mickelson fled, and after a short foot pursuit, the officer lost Mickelson in the dark between houses at the end of an alley. Mickelson later turned himself in, and on October 3, 2023, a resident found a handgun next to a garage where the officer lost sight of Mickelson during the foot pursuit. Investigators say Mickelson eventually admitted the gun was his. He's now pleaded guilty to possession of a firearm by a felon and a person convicted of domestic violence. He's been sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. The case against Mickelson was investigated by the Clear Lake Police Department, Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office, Mason City Police Department, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Cerro Gordo County Attorney's Office, and United States Marshals Service. A Waterloo man has been sentenced for drunk driving a stolen vehicle in North Iowa. According to court documents, 28-year-old Brody Buck was arrested in Mason City October 3rd last year after committing multiple traffic violations while he was behind the wheel of a 2014 Chevy Silverado reported stolen. Law enforcement says there were open containers of alcohol inside the truck, and a breath test measured his blood alcohol content at 0.138%, almost twice the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. Investigators say Buck was also found in possession of marijuana, and he had been banned from driving in the state of Iowa. Buck has pleaded guilty in Cerro Gordo County District Court to first-degree theft, possession of marijuana, OWI, and driving while barred. He has now been sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years of supervised probation, plus pay fines and damages totaling almost $4,000. The front entrance to the Cerro Gordo County Courthouse will be closed for about a month. The county began safety updates to the front entry yesterday. Thus, the public will need to use the door on the southwest corner of the courthouse in Mason City to enter and exit the building. There will be signs posted outside directing people towards the southwest entrance. The project is expected to last until October 4th. An argument over a dog collar has led to an assault charge against a Northeast Iowa woman. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says they responded to a disturbance at a residence on 240th Street in Decorah shortly before 6 p.m. Friday evening. A subsequent investigation resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Dominique Dobson of Decorah for domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness. According to the criminal complaint, a female victim said a disagreement between her, her sister, and Dobson escalated over the use of a prong collar for training one of their dogs. Dobson allegedly threatened to beat up everyone in the house and kick the victim and her sister out of the residence, then allegedly struck the victim with the dog collar multiple times. Investigators say Dobson admitted throwing the dog collar but claimed she blacked out and couldn't remember hitting the victim with it and thought it hit the wall instead. She also admitted that she throws things when she gets mad. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's Hawk Talk with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Saturday afternoon, Iowa football hosting Iowa State Cy-Hawks Series Showdown. Coverage starting at 12:30 with kickoff at 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.